The federal government officially announced monkeypox as a public health emergency yesterday. Governor Jared Polis said Colorado will increase vaccine clinics, expand testing, and treatments. According to the press release, Colorado has been responding to monkeypox with a full response, which includes testing at the state laboratory and hosting clinics to administer the limited vaccine supply from the federal government since mid-May. The state has a data dashboard that updates at 10 a.m. Tuesday through Friday, and as of August 4th, Colorado has 79 cases. People who have symptoms of monkeypox, such as fever, headache, muscle and back aches, swollen lymph nodes, chills, exhaustion, and respiratory symptoms, or people who think they have been exposed to monkeypox, should contact a healthcare provider to discuss testing. Fire crews responded to a house fire at 1033 5th Street around 8 p.m. Thursday. Boulder Fire and Rescue were able to contain the fire to one structure with no injuries. Boulder Fire Rescue spokeswoman Maria Washburn told the Daily Camera that residents may see and smell smoke for some time and crews will remain on scene. Former Boulder swim coach has been charged with 3 counts of sexual assault on children. John Michael Beber coached the Boulder Swimming Club team from 1997 to 2002. The Daily Camera said, according to a witness who was with Colorado Swimming at the time, Colorado Swimming received only rumor and speculation, and no formal complaints were filed. The witness said parents decided not to take further action after Beber resigned from the team in 2002 when confronted with the allegations. A third witness came forward and said that she would regularly visit Beber's apartment while she was 16 and 17, and her teammates told police they too confirmed at the time they were in a relationship. USA Swimming was the subject of multiple lawsuits in 2020 in California that alleged the organization of not protecting their swimmers against assault. Beber is free on a $30,000 bond and has a preliminary hearing October 10th. Boulder City Council passes a new guide to guide the parks and recreation for the next couple of years. KGNU's Luis Lacone has more.
Boulder City Council voted to change and update the 2014's Park and Recreation Department's master plan Thursday. The new plan designates parks and recreation staff to support low-income areas, older adults, and those with disabilities. Thursday meeting staff said that they would need about $5 million to properly staff the department, maintain community spaces, and keep pace with the community expectations. Recognizing our critical role in promoting community health and well-being, this master plan includes policy guidance that will help us ensure that Boulder's tax investments in parks and recreation are optimized for the community benefit, said the senior manager Regina Elser, according to the Daily Camera. Only the Parks and Recreation Department gets about $29 million in funding, according to the department's report. The master plan will identify new sources of funding, with one of them being philanthropy to fund the department. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.
After weeks of fighting and getting arrested, Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters finally got the recount for the Republican Secretary of State that she was hoping for on Thursday. Peters lost to her opponent, Pam Anderson, by 88,578 votes. In order for there to have been a recount, Peters had to come up with $255,000, which she largely gathered from out-of-state donors after appearing on a webcast by the former President Donald Trump's old advisor, Steve Bannon. According to 9 News, she received around 5,000 donations. And even though Peters is still the Mesa County clerk, she cannot contact her office or report to work due to felony charges related to a security breach. Today is expected to be cloudy across the Front Range. In Fort Collins, there's a high of 97 and a low of 61. In Denver, a high of 98 and a low of 70. And in Boulder, there's a high of 95 and a low of 65. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMari.